8 minutes after 12 o'clock on 91.3 WYSO, and we have a barbershop quartet standing by. But first, their fearless leader is what I'm going to call him. It's Mike Hazlett in the studio with me. Welcome, Mike.
Welcome. Thank you, Nikki.
And thanks for bringing this. You bring this nice event to our attention every year. And tell us a little bit about what's happening this Saturday, and even more, why?
Actually, it's next Saturday, the
12th. Oh, a week from the 12th.
That's
right.
From.
We have a fun drive coming up. That's exactly why we did that, isn't it?
That's correct.
A week from Saturday.
Right. What this is this our annual show. This will be our 28th annual show. However, the society that we're a member of, the Barbershop Harmony Society, is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year. Founded in 1938 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And this year at the International Convention, we actually had international quartets and an international chorus that won.
Wow. No, but this is a uniquely American art form. Certainly a cappella singing is everywhere, but this stylized, wonderful, harmonic, geometric coming together is thought of as American.
It is truly American, yes.
Yeah. So an international, who was the international?
The international quartet was the Ringmasters from Sweden. And the international chorus was Toronto Northern Lights from Toronto, Canada, where they held the international competition.
How fun. So week from Saturday, it's the 28th annual gathering of the celebrating Dayton this time around. But it's not just a barbershop quartet. It's a barbershop chorus.
That's correct. We have about 35 members. And a number of those members, including the four that are here with us today, participate in individual quartets as well. Our show this year actually is celebrating Dayton. We're going to look at the rich history of Dayton, including the car industry, the inventiveness of the Wright brothers, celebrate our colleges and education around the area.
We have a richness in so many ways, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And we have a richness of voice that's certainly true. The Daytones will be the full course. Is that correct?
The Daytones is the quartet.
The quartet.
Correct.
And the Miami Valley Music Men is the full.
Is the full chorus.
The full chorus. It's a lovely occasion. We've been enjoying listening to our guests warm up in the next room. And on that note, I would love it. First of all, welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
So, such a joy to hear you sing. And if you would, just sing us some notes.
All right.
This is just the kind of day that you dream about. When you open up your mouth, a song pops out. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual.
Oh boy,
everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird,
this is just the kind of day that you dream on my. When you open up your mouth, a song pops out.
It's the truth,
it's the truth,
it's actual,
it's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Zippity-yay.
The Daytones. 91.3 WYSO. Individually, you are Larry, Bill, Rick, and Sam, and together, the Daytones. Thanks for that. That's a playful take on a tune we all know. Now, is that standard? Did you guys put your spin on that?
I guess I'd say it's pretty standard, much of a standard interpretation. Although, when we do our show, we do add another little wrinkle in there, but I want to keep that as a surprise for the audience. But they'll really enjoy it.
We're talking with the Daytones, a portion of the Miami Valley Music Men Barbershop Chorus that presents their 28th annual singing show, Celebrate Dayton, it's called. And that is a week from Saturday. That's October 12th. There's two shows. You guys are going to be singing all day.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
A show at 2 o'clock and then again at 7. If you're interested in tickets, you can call 985-1720. That's a local call, 937-985-1720. And this is a multimedia show. Not only will we hear singing, but there will be
Yes, we're going to have some visual effects that will also tie in very nicely with the songs and the themes. And I might mention this is all ages appropriate, and we really hope that a lot of folks can come out. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be audience participation this year as well, Woo! Some other surprises. So we're trying to liven things up, so it should be a great time.
A week from Saturday, it's at the old Belmont High School there. It's just a couple blocks south of Watervliet on Smithville, right?
Yes. Right.
Yeah, and you can find out more at singdayton.org. That's singdayton.org. If you would, another one, gentlemen.
You bet. Okay. Wonderful World.
Ooh, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful. Myself, what a wonderful world, wonderful, wonderful world.
The Daytones on 91.3 WYSO. That's lovely. Such a nice tune, such a beautiful version there. So how do you pick tunes? How do you come to decide what to lay your voice to?
Well, I think we look for a nice mixture of upbeat numbers, such as the first one we did for you, and then ballads. We particularly like to emphasize for this quartet our blend. We think we have a nice blend, and that lends itself very well to the ballad-type song. As a matter of fact, if you invite us for one more number, we do have another ballad that we would sing. For the show, of course, we oriented our choices to mirror the theme. So we have kind of an aviation-oriented number, and we have, as a quartet, we're going to sing a couple numbers that one of them actually is kind of a social comment on some of the recent changes in our state relative to how you can spend your money.
Mike's in here laughing.
Yeah, it's actually a parody that we wrote.
Oh, you
so
wrote it. That's
we will
great.
Sing it to the melody of Every Day of My Life, which is a wonderful, wonderful song. Aww. But it'll have a little different spin.
And so
well. You think people will, it's kind of like the Kingston Trio getting that guy that got stuck on the MTA, if you remember that old song.
I do.
So a similar kind of thing.
The Daytones are going to be offering up some surprises and then some. The celebration is Celebrating Dayton. It's a week from Saturday, October 12th at the Randy Chisel Memorial Auditorium. And if you've been around there, you might know it as the old Belmont High School building there, a couple blocks south of Watervliet on Smithville, the 28th annual. And it's going to be lovely. Have you seen some of the pictures that'll be up on the multimedia?
Actually, I chose all of those.
You
and
did.
Put that together as a PowerPoint presentation. The image will probably be, I don't know, 150 inches square. It's going to be a huge image projected on the wall right next to the stage.
Neat.
And those will change as the songs progress so that they support and complement the song and the theme.
Well, you can find out more. And do you need to call for tickets, Mike, or can you go to the website and get those there?
You need to call.
There you go.
Yeah. You need to call for tickets, or you can pick them up at the door as well.
Oh, great. It's 985-1720, the phone call, 985-1720, and you can find out more and see that address, I should say phone number there, at singdayton.org. Well, I would love to invite you to sing another, and I would love to hear a ballad. Tell us a little bit about it, will you?
Well, the one we're going to sing for you actually comes out of Yale University, and back in 1914, when they were looking at all the different male singing groups, they decided to have a contest to pick four gentlemen who would represent their programs throughout the year, and they were called the Whiffin' Poofs.
What a weird name.
You're right, but the song, we think the Whiffin' Poofs song is a lovely tune, and we'd like to offer that for you right now.
Thank you so much. The Daytones Live on Excursion.
Nikki, could I add one other
yes.
thing?
Yes.
One thing that we'd be remiss on is there's going to be two other quartets from our chorus that will join in. Yeah. And then also we've got a guest quartet that's going to be there as well.
And they are the E-Ticket Quartet, correct?
Exactly.
that's top shelf, E-Tickets.
Yes.
That's fabulous. You can find out all of that, and I hope you will, online at singdayton.org. It's my pleasure to present the Daytones.
Tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Seeing the Whiffin' Poofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, shall I wasting and the morning and the rest. We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last. Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Blah, blah, blah. We're little black sheep who have gone astray. Blah. On such as we. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah.
The Daytones on 91.3 WYSO. What a delight. Thank you for sharing your great gift there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
What a treat. I have one thing to say. Sam, how tall are you? It's Sam who sings baritone.
5'10".
Which is tall. Yeah. And you are the shortest man out there.
Correct.
Is there any known correlation between height and ability to sing quite well?
We've got all kinds of guys of all different sizes that sing all in different voices, so there's no correlation that I know of.
I want to say the average height in that room is about 6'2". Yeah? Gentlemen, 6'5". He's 6'5". Thank you so much for coming. Thanks for sharing. What a delight.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you week from Saturday. Mike, thanks for bringing these gentlemen. It's always a treat. You were telling me some pretty fun. It's the 75th anniversary of the Barbershop Harmony Society, but it was not always called thus.
No. The original name was the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America. Inc.
Which is Spebsqua, right?
Spebsqua, if you want to pronounce it that way. That's the best I could get that acronym out.
So Barbershop Quartet singers have always had a sense of humor.
Yes, they have.
It's very funny. Well, thank you for sharing. Congratulations on 28 great years. You can find out more, and I hope you will, at singdayton.org. That's singdayton, just one word, .org. And the Miami Valley Music Bin singing with the E-Ticket Quartet and some other and some breakout. It's not just the full choir, but several opportunities
to
hear some
nice. Yes, there'll be a total of three of our quartets that break out: the Daytones, Grand Slam, and No Regrets.
Very good. We have a couple of pairs of tickets to give away if you'd like to go to the show. I think we should, for fun, have a trivia. So what anniversary is it of the Barbershop Harmony Society? How many years? We've said it a couple times.
Yes, we have.
Think about that. And you can, of course, find it at singdayton.org. When you know that, which anniversary is the Barbershop Harmony Society celebrating? Go to the phone and give me a call. 769-1998. That's area code 937-769-1998. And we'll give you a pair of tickets to the show. We have two of those. So call. Okay.
And they can choose either evening show or afternoon show.
That's right. A week from Saturday, either 2 p.m. matinee or 7 o'clock evening show.
Correct.
And it's free, and or I should say open to everyone.
Yes,
all
it is.
Ages.
It's totally family friendly.
Yeah, so consider that. Mike, thanks. You're a treat, and thank you for keeping our ears so well delighted.
And we thank you for having us here this afternoon.
It's a week from Saturday, October 12th, on Smithville there at the Randy Chisel Memorial Auditorium, or some people might know it as the old Belmont High School. Call now, 769-1998. More music coming up after this on Excursions.